We now present Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith.
Thank you very much. My friends, I've been thinking so much just recently when we talk about putting a man in space and doing all this and doing all that. And I've been thinking about what God says about all these things, see. Now, I'm an American. Naturally, I get a thrill when I think what we've been able to accomplish. And I know how we all feel about it. We love our country, and we like to beat them, as we say, to the draw, and all that. But here's what God says. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now, that's the promise of God to Israel. They were his people. Of course, the promises that God made to Israel were largely earthly promises. The promise of land and position and so forth and so on. But the principle holds until this day. When you study the history of America and think how the Puritan fathers and the Cavaliers came over to this country and how they wrote the name of God on everything they saw, name in God we trust on the American money, all of that everywhere, and how God took this country and we went up against the world. We just faced all of Europe and everything else. And how this country has prospered. And you go back and study the history of this country. And think how this country was true to God. How everybody had conviction. They wouldn't support anything, not even their own church. It wasn't right. They had religious debates, but they didn't debate about whether the Bible was the word of God or not. They debated about what it said. And you look back over those days back there before we had any planes in the air. Before we didn't know much of science as we know now. And look how we got along. You know, the hand of God was on this land of ours. But this United States of America is walking out on God. There's no question about that. You've got in the pulpits of this country all over America preachers that don't believe the Bible. Some of them believe, some of them believe what they want to believe. And you've got people in the pews that are supporting things their own denomination that they know are wrong. They'll give money to schools that are modernistic. They'll support causes as long as you've got the stamp of the church on it, something like that, and go ahead. They didn't do that in the old days. Every individual took care of his own conscience in a strange way. I can see my old father now, as I've told you many times, when the pastor of Methodist Church, his pastor, would come around and say, "Brother Jones, what are you going to give us for conference claims?" My father would go to the trunk and get us that sock out that had the Lord's money in it. An old sock had been knitted that my mother knitted. She liked the wool sock he did, you know, especially in the winter. He put his money in that sock, and it had God's money, see. He kept his money separate. That's God's money. And he said to the pastor, "Well, now, what have you got?" See. Well, the pastor said, "So and so." He said, "Well, I'm not sure. I won't support that." See. "I'm not sure." Right? Well, he went ahead and said, all right, brother, don't you worry. "What about so and so?" My father said, "Yes, I won't. I believe in that. I want to help you." He reached down in his sock and get out some of God's money. Put in the preacher's right there. Preacher, write down. My father's right down. What did he give it, see? I sat there and watched that as a boy. It got a strange grip on my heart. I said, "Now, my father's handling God's money, and he wouldn't put God's money where he didn't want to go, see?" Now, we've been going on in America for 3 years now, doing the convenient thing. Put all in one bag, you know. And didn't leave it to the individual conscience. He could do it, but I mean the pressure was to put all in one bag. I think the worst day that ever came to us spiritually in our ecclesiastical machine, I don't mean that they meant to do it now, and I'm not jumping on anybody for doing it. I think they meant well when they did it. But worst day that ever came to America was when we just left the matter to the church and said, "We'll support whatever you say for it." See? And you took away from that individual conscience of that personal accountability to God. Now, the Bible says, remember, so when every one of us shall give account of himself to God, see, that's in the Bible. It's addressed to Christians. Everyone shall stand before God, and so in every one of us, Christians shall give account of himself to God. Your church can't give an account of you. No pastor can't give an account of you. You don't answer to God yourself. That verse always gripped me to a strange grip. As I've told you before, I put some money in a school in the South, hard-earned money. $300, $100 a year for 3 years to build a school. And that school was one of the most modernistic schools in this country. I did it honestly, sincerely, see. And now many women, there's no use denying the thing. We just want to face it. We're in a bad fix. Our church is in a bad fix, spiritually. They have a form of godliness, but you can't tell in the average town a church member from another church member in many instances. They go to the same parties. They do the same things. And go ahead together. You don't know who's who. Now, in the old days, it wasn't like that. When a man took a stand for Christ, he lived a separated life. He gave his life to God. He kept his Sabbath. He did what was right. He supported what was right back in those days. Now, there's something going out of our American life. Now, we just want to admit it. Now, we didn't mean to do it, maybe, but it's gone, just as sure as you're born. Now, remember, when you go back in my life, the time I was 13 years old, when I began to preach, I've gone up and down this country preaching all sections of America. And the Baptists, the Methodists, the Presbyterians, and all the Orthodox churches rallied to my ministry where I went. They'd all back me. They'd say, Bob Jones, he preaches the gospel, he stands for the Bible. They rallied to me all over America. And there wasn't any question. We had one preacher in the South. I remember one time he was a member of the Methodist Church, and he was preaching the South, and he said that the virgin birth of Christ wasn't necessary, and they tried him for heresy. See? Back in those days, where the Baptists, the Methodists, the Presbyterians believed the same Bible, believed the same fundamentals, and the churches were put out of that school. The man got in one of that school that had any question about the Bible, they got rid of him, see. But little by little, we drifted along. And when I went out in the old days, you met a Baptist, you knew what he believed. You met a Methodist, you knew what he believed. You met a Presbyterian, you knew what he believed, and so forth and so on. They all believe the same Bible. Now, up and down this country, wherever I go now, I find heartbroken people about our schools, some of them. Some schools that used to be orthodox and sound have gone down little by little. We put all the money in one budget and support everything. In the old days, it's a little inconvenient to support different things, but it helped the fellow take care of his own conscience so much better. Now, men and women, I'm not jumping on anybody. This is a constructive message I'm talking about. I've always stood with preachers and the pastors and the old age. But you know, as I look back now, it's not because I'm old. I'm running around with young people, and I get along with them. But God led me to found this school out here, Bob Jones University, a base of testimony for old-time Orthodox Christianity. And he blessed it and prospered it and taken care of it. And I thank him for his goodness to us. But you know, this school's just a little drop in the bucket, see? Just a little drop in the bucket. But we have over 1,000 pastors in America. I picked right at 1,500 now who are standing true. Some of them built their own churches. But the wheat's coming to head and the tares come to head. Now, don't fool yourself. Don't you fool yourself. This man's talking to you today, knows what's going on in America. I'm not an old pessimist, this running life. Lord's been good to me. He helped me found this large school. So as far as I'm concerned, I'm not a disappointed man. Not a disappointed man, personally. I've had more than I ever deserved. But because I saw how things were heading, and what I could support and what I couldn't support, it's a matter of great concern to me. Everybody's going to stand up yonder looking in the face of the Lord. But so in every one of us Christians must give an account of himself to God. I've got to give an account to God of what I support. What I stand by, what I help out, what I turn my back on, I got to give an account. And there's only one way I can know what to do, and that's to read the Bible. The Bible says, if any man comes along, bring any message, Paul said, except what I brought to you, let him be anathema. We ask God to curse him. See, if I go along here and help a cause that's wrong, I'm a partaker of the evil deed of the cause. If I support anything that's contrary, even my own church, to the Word of God and the fundamentals of faith, I'm doing wrong. Now, there are two groups in America. The group that believe the Bible is the Word of God, believe whatever it says is so. The other group is a crowd that believes it contains the Word of God, but that's all. Some of us are God's Word and some isn't. They decide which is which, you know, and we're in a terrible mess. As I told you before, if I'd been practicing medicine as long as I'd been preaching, if I had diagnosed a case, I'd probably be right. I know every state, every condition, my work's taken all of them. Around the world several times. I know what's going on. I know what kind of condition we're in. My mind's clear. I'm getting longer, all right. Listen to me, men and women. This world can't go on like it's going. The United States of America can't go on like it's going. The world can't go on. Just as certain as you're living, God Almighty is going to pour out vials of wrath on this world. It's not going on like it is. Now, God has some people left that are standing. And the people today that are standing true are the ones that's being kicked around by the ecclesiastical foot. Did you know that? You take Bob Jones University. Every Orthodox Baptist believes what we stand for. Every Orthodox Methodist believes what we stand for. They're Orthodox. We are fighting for the fundamentals of the Christian faith. And send out trained leaders to stand for the fundamentals of Christian faith. We send them out to all parts of the world, missionaries like that. Well, anybody should be for that that believes the Bible. See? But you know what we do? We're facing things day by day, day by day. And the movement of God today is he's bypassing ecclesiasticism and going to individuals. Now, that's a movement of God for this day. And that shows in the Bible that's a movement of God at the end of the time. Now, you read over Revelation, that Laodicean church, it wasn't hot, it wasn't cold, I've told you before. What did he do? He spewed the church out of his mouth. But there's one good man there. Jesus said, I'll come into you if you open the door. He cast the church out, spewed out of his mouth, made him sick. This man went out with it. But he said, I'll come into you. There's one good man there. Now, God is using individuals over this country. But I'm telling you now, we're in a bad fix. This nation is in a terrible fix today. They're doing the convenient thing spiritually and the convenient thing every other way. Just what's the convenient thing? Now, what does he say here? He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. If God's people in this country, the really Christian people, born-again people, would just roll up their sleeves and say, God help us, I'm going to fight what's right. I'm not going to compromise. I'm not going to put anything in my own church that's contrary to the gospel and the Bible. I'm going to stand as an individual. This American nation now might have a great revival. It might have. And if we don't have a revival to turn back this tide that's coming in here, we've never been so many divorces. We've got Hollywood religion in this country. Convictions are almost a thing of the past. See how it goes. Now, Heavenly Father, we pray to you somehow or other. You have good people in the country that love the Lord. Open their eyes. Help them to consecrate themselves to God. Help them be faithful in this time of world crisis when we're facing the greatest danger we ever faced. Danger around the world. Danger of war. Danger of atomic bombs exploding. The greatest peril we've ever faced and the world ever faced is facing now. Lord God of hosts, be with us yet, lest we forget, lest we forget. We thank you that you've kept an open door out here for Bob Jones University to send his preacher boys and students out over the world, around the world, scores and scores of them on the mission field, scores and scores of them in this country standing true and holding a line for God. Help us to be faithful out here and to occupy till Jesus comes and our work's done. Now hear us, Lord, as we dedicate our lives to thee. Give us strength as I will to carry on a little while longer. We pray the best for Bob Jones University and keep them faithful and true to thee in all the undertakings. May we not back away. May we face the foe and go on for the glory of God. And remember, Lord, in thy word, if we live godly in this world, we have tribulation. It's always been so in this world. When you men stand and won't compromise, they've got to face it. Thank you for taking care of the school financially and every other way and blessing us and keeping the door open to us. Help us to be faithful and keep us near thyself. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
You have just heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. This program is sponsored by Bob Jones University.